while you experience this podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed in your ears, you could also experience premium living in Parramatta too. 8 Phillip Street is a world-class 55-story tower with 2 restaurants and a rooftop bar. Final apartments are now selling. Google 8 Phillip Street now.
Hey, podcast.
Hello, podcasters.
G'day, world.
Hey, Grant.
Yeah, man.
The person who, when you spoke about when he was picking his ear and then eating it in the car.
Yeah.
I forgot to ask you, was he then putting his hand like back on the wheel and then that type of thing?
No, it went straight from the ear canal to the nose for a little sniff and then, then for a little lick, then back on the steering wheel.
Oh, what a cesspool car.
That is beautiful. That's a nice thing to do.
Those people don't have that understanding that there's people watching you and then don't have that filter. It disturbs me.
Or don't care.
I feel like
don't care.
I had a guy take his shoes off and put them up on the wall on the plane.
No.
Oh, that's
uncool. Can I just categorically state, never ever take your shoes off on a plane.
Why do you need to take your shoes off?
Long distance maybe, though. International.
No. Oh, yeah, fine, but leave your socks on.
Yeah, socks on.
This guy took his socks off.
No.
We had toe on wall.
No.
There's no excuse for having it. I don't care. And, of course, he was wearing thongs even though it was freezing.
You know what I had the other day? Bare feet. In the elbow hole between the two seats. So you know where you put your elbow rests on. Someone's foot was penetrating the gap between my two seats. So it was right next to me.
That's like a fork. Oh, sorry, mate.
That's not okay.
I slipped with my cutlery. You now have four toes.
Yeah, that's it. Bad luck.
We had the wogs in.
Yeah, Effie and Nick Giannopoulos.
I can call them that because I am one and that's the name of their show.
Wogs, Star Wogs.
Star Wogs.
Yes, Nick Strike back.
Jamila Rizvi.
Yes.
Can you say her name yet?
Rizvi.
Good girl. Good boy.
Rizvi.
Good boy.
Jamila Rizvi.
Yeah, that was good.
Her book Motherhood, which you are a part of.
I am. Guilty. And Lacey from The Voice, just taking over the world. Next Steve Jobs, mate.
I love Lacey from The Voice. She's 17 years old. She's from Blacktown.
And saying things like, my responsibility is a content maker.
Yeah.
She did too. She's a sassy little thing.
She is a sassy little thing.
A lot of fun. Have a good podcast.
Bye, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Now showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready,
set,
go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
6:02, coming to you live from 3 electric bikes in the Eastern Distributor. Honk if you can see us.
We shouldn't laugh because it's very dangerous, but geez, that footage.
Dude.
But look, as we've all said off air, sometimes you can just find yourself in the Eastern Distributor and you don't mean to be there and you're trapped and you have to commit and pay.
I remember when it opened. And I still believe that it's purposely a trick. Every time they add a new sign and a new lane, it gets more confusing.
Yeah. Suck you in to pay accidentally.
And once you're in, there's no going back.
Going nowhere,
it's like a one-way black hole. I mean, you can do a loop. It'll take you 5 days.
And cost. Is it still the most expensive?
$7 a pop.
But per metre of road in Australia, I think it's still the most expensive toll by some way. But big shout out to everyone on an electric bike. I rode an electric bike in Bali. They're amazing fun.
Aren't they good fun?
No, they're banned in my house. My husband calls them lazy F's.
Oh, they're cheating.
He says that's cheating 100%. He gets wound up about anyone riding a pushbike. He's like, what's the point? Just get a motorbike.
If your pushbike has a throttle, that's a motorbike.
That's a motorbike.
He gets really cross.
That's fair enough too. He's a proper cyclist.
He really is proper.
What a day today. We've decided that Grant's people are disgusting. He's gone with people are disgusting.
Just they in general, everyone.
Just everyone. Everyone's disgusting. I've observed some stuff lately and I ain't happy.
Whoa. Huge night on The Voice last night. There was a proposal. Delta tried to ring Nick Jonas. He didn't answer. And
don't worry, she's moved on.
She has apparently.
She's got someone else.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that today.
Amazing.
Yeah. But there was a 17-year-old girl from Blacktown called Lacey who came on who I was like, that's it. Get her on the phone.
Yeah, you were pumped.
I'm really pumped because she described herself as a business owner at 17.
Wow.
We shouldn't laugh.
There are many.
I was still trying to tie my shoelaces at 17.
Were you?
They're not that far away.
Struggling. Do you notice that when I come in now, they're always undone? Have you ever noticed that?
Or Velcro.
Crosby's. And Effie and Nick Giannopoulos.
Yes. Acropolis Now reunion. You just watched me slip into this voice when they're in. I can't help myself.
Well, I don't know if that's ethnically right to do.
Or am it ethnic? You can't do it, but my name's Rosciano.
Oh, you can.
No, you can't do it. It's just not
I'll
right.
go back to myself then. Good.
There he is, the farmer. But let's get some stories. What happened overnight? Oh, don't forget. Yes, you can play Today FM's $100,000 Beat the Bomb at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Don't jib yourself.
Mm-mm.
Don't listen to that music slow down.
No. Write it out.
I accidentally overheard someone listening to the email before.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Kim, our producer's worried.
I'm not saying a word. All I'm saying is nothing.
Yeah, good. Nada. Let's get some stories that have happened, taken place overnight. You're waking up, you're thinking, what's going on? Well, one of the things that's been going on is Harry Styles' Australian tour.
Yes, and I was watching some footage over the weekend, and I was just saying, he's released one single that I know of on the radio, but everyone at that concert knew every single word. It was incredible. Yeah. It was huge. It was sold out. And he had his rainbow flags waving. You know, he likes to do a little bit of flag work.
Yeah, he loves it.
And then we also hear that he did a little private show at a restaurant called Verde, which I would really like to go and eat at. Guys, if you're listening, I heard it's Italian, and I am Italian, and why haven't you invited me to eat there yet? But apparently, guys, look, and I don't want to start any rumours, but him and Delta Goodrum are getting married.
Oh, congrats.
Wow. That's big news. You heard it here.
I know. Look, I don't want to start anything. Right. I mean, unbeknownst to Delta's going to wake up to that. But, they performed at a private party.
All together.
What a great party. Whose party was it?
Well, Dennis Hanlon was there, head of Sony.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
It would have just been some rich person's who's paid lots of money, I'm sure. But here's the goss. Harry left through a back entrance and Delta left through a front entrance. I'm going to leave that there and not make any jokes.
Oh, no, we're not leaving that there. Here's Harry Styles singing Horses at his concert.
And that's the way it's going to be, little darling. We're going to ride.
Two details there, isn't there? One being that Harry Styles knows horses. The
and
second
performs
being
it multiple times, apparently, in one sitting.
Yes. Yeah, he bashed it out four times throughout the concert.
So much so that he copped some heckling for it.
Not into horses. I've done it enough. If you talk dirt on Daryl Braithwaite, one more time, you're out. That man can do no wrong. I mean, I don't know him that well. I'm sure he's done bad things. And good things.
Does anyone else think that Harry's voice through that microphone sounds a bit like this bloke?
Oh, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
So is that an obscure Star Wars reference?
I thought you were going to say he said
Star Wars. Hang on. What is wrong with you,
Star
Wars?
Who was that? Who is that?
It's Bane.
Oh, who's Bane?
He left One Direction. It was Harry.
Bane.
Is it Bane Malik?
Bane is this guy. Oh, good. Yeah. Bane Malik.
No, I already gave it.
He
gave me the run-up.
I said it to him
No,
already.
I one-upped it. It's like massage the rough edges off it.
Oh, you're punching up Cavalier's jokes,
so
are
much. Thank you so much.
Jesus.
Do you know any who Bane is?
No.
The scariest villain of all time. He's got the
Batman.
Mask in Batman.
He's got the thing over the is that who Bane is? I've
I thought you were gonna say
cartoons like you guys do. I watch adult films. No, not adult films. Not
yeah.
adult. I mean, film. No,
yeah,
no,
man.
No.
That's going in.
What's going on?
That's going in. He says,
"What's even happening?"
I only watch adult films. That's what he said.
I didn't mean it like that.
The Dark Knight, very different. It's an adult film, isn't it? Dark Knight Rises. Very different.
The Sperminator. Anyway, let's move on.
What are you doing?
You led me there and pushed me over the edge.
Where's my coffee? It's too early for this.
Yeah, sure. He's the proprietor of the wonderful overnight show from midnight to 5 a.m. Danny Lakey. Lakey, good morning, mate.
Get around, mate. Prime time.
Clap him in.
You are moving out of the 5 a.m. time slot into 6 something. I mean, you've hit the big time.
I know.
When they send me the email saying, hey, mate, do you want to actually, after your 9-hour shift tonight, do you want to stay another hour and a half for a 5-minute segment? I was hell yeah.
Yes, please.
Get around it.
See, I listen to you when I'm driving in and I become obsessed and I say to my boss, Chase, what is that guy? What is going on in his life? Because, like, you'll just casually drop things in the conversation like, oh, I went to a swingers club with my girlfriend last night. And I'll be like, oh, I'd have to take a run up to that. But you, that's a weekly occurrence.
Yeah, I went on Friday night. It was good.
Oh, true. Great.
Yeah, my New Year's resolutions were save 10 grand, no more dog breeds, and get better at sex. So I thought, you know, I've already saved the 10 grand and I know about Labradors. So yeah, let's get to it.
Now we've had some proprietors of a swingers club with us here in the studio for some Ask Me Anything.
Yeah, those are the same guys. I see them on Friday.
Same club.
Yeah. Did you run into them here at work and you're like, oh, hello, guys. You look different with your clothes on.
Those are good guys. And yeah, I had a listen to that chat as well. It's so funny because it's so taboo to so many people. I just don't see it like that. Like we're all having sex in our spare time. Like honestly, if it all boiled down to it and currency and, you know, life wasn't an issue, we'd probably, or if we could do whatever we want, we'd just be in bed all day having sex. So why not do it in your spare time?
What do you get out of that environment that you don't get at home?
All right, Sperminator. The thing about it, I guess, what is excitement for me and my partner, who is awesome and we have a great relationship, I've never liked someone so much in my life, is that we get that new feeling all the time. You know, when you go on a date for that first time, the butterflies, you know, the exploring someone's body for the first time, it's that new bit. You know, you can't replicate that with someone that you've been with for 3 months, 6 months, 10 years.
3 months? You know, when you hit that 3-month itch and you're
sitting
there
boring.
You're sitting there and your jocks looking at each other. Who's this old thing? What is it, April already?
It's time to incorporate a third wheel into the relationship. Obviously, things get very stale after that point.
Do you have high turnover? Do you have high turnover in the love department?
I guess so. I love.
Look at this guy. Look at that hair.
I'm not saying that I'm a rooster or anything. But I used to be very heavy on the booze in Surfers Paradise. You know, if you go out 7 nights a week on the booze in Surfers, then it's just a numbers game. I've been sober for three and a half years now. Now I just have to get my kicks in other ways. So, you know, I do the late night radio show. What am I going to – I literally wake up at 8 p.m. and go to bed at 5 a.m. So what am I going to do overnight if I don't drink and gamble anymore? I've got to have sex.
Lakey, do you ever get jealous if your girlfriend's really getting into it with someone else?
Yeah.
Never get jealous?
No, there was one time where she was another girl was going down and she wrapped her legs around
his
neck.
Do I have to dump that?
Oh, we're already 10 seconds that. Past anyway. It's
but too there's, late. Your, there's your red card.
We got that. But, Lakey, we've had a great time, but what we're going to do, next time we do this, we'll put in a couple of breakfast hour euphemisms. Is that all right?
Yeah, I think we need to send you a little card of, for what you just said then, maybe having a Vegemite sandwich would be what it was. She was having a Vegemite sandwich with someone else.
Yes.
And wrapped her leg around.
She enjoyed it. Yeah, she enjoyed it a lot. But, you know, ego is just one of the things that you need to leave at the door in those sort of situations. I get that. There's too much information. But at the same time, you know, it's very much just, you know, it's just sex. It really,
what's the
it
frequency?
Really is.
Are you going every weekend?
Nah, probably every like 3 or 4 weekends. Yeah. But we're going this Friday as well.
Oh, terrific. He's already got a plan.
We just fit it in when we can. It's
that the motto of the club? Just fit it in when you can. That's the whole idea. Lakey, more well played because over the weekend I did a crawling workshop with my 7-month-old son. So we've all had fun, mate. I'll send you some pictures. You'd love it.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, Lakey.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
The UK have been late adopters to something that we all find pretty normal. flat whites.
On Thursday last week. They got them, guys.
Yes, our lovely internet Kieran, who is originally from the UK.
Yeah.
Dashed in and said, hey, you've got to hear this ad they're running for flat whites as like you know, they have those ads explaining the NBN.
Yeah.
Well, in the UK, they've got them for flat whites.
So, Tom, what is a flat white?
It's a harmony of milk and espresso enveloping into one another with the stretching of milk to forge a silky, smooth microfoam.
Microfoam?
Yeah, it's a delicate balance of rich and smooth, strong and light.
You're reading it from the wall, aren't you?
Yeah, having a clue. But the lady at McDonald's said it was like a stronger latte with less milk.
Wait, McDonald's? Yeah. Are the ones adapting the flat white first?
So that groundbreaking.
So that means that McDonald's has been able to claim invention of the flat white in the UK.
That's brilliant.
How good are they?
What have they been drinking, though?
So in the UK, internet, Kieran, officially from the UK, come into the studio. Don't push that weird mic. He's tripped over something. He's tripped over the internet. What? If I go into the UK and I say, all right, love, I'll have a coffee.
Oh, that was good.
Then what am I getting?
A cappuccino.
All the time.
Or it's just like a long black with milk. Like that's, you're pretty much getting a strong coffee if you go in, or a cappuccino. There's no in between.
I cannot believe 2018 McDonald's introduces flat whites to the entire UK.
Yeah, and they see it. It's like that Grab says, it's just a stronger latte.
And do you reckon it'll catch on? Because you've worked even in fast food in the UK and you've seen them try and introduce things. Because they're very late to this party.
No, because people just rock up and go, white coffee. That's all they know.
What?
That's it.
A white coffee, please.
So my order used to be half strength soy vanilla latte. So something like that.
What? Get out! You are the problem. Coffee orders more than three words, you are the problem.
So that wouldn't fly in the UK?
No way. Unless you're in like Costa Coffee or something.
Costa. Oh yeah. What's that?
Well, that's their version of Starbucks.
Hey, when you were working in fast food, what was that thing they used to say?
If you've got time to lean, you've got time to clean.
I love that. I started saying that to my kids.
It's a ripper.
Say it.
What have you been a late adopter to? 13, 10, 60. Is it Netflix? Is it some food stuff? Is it some fad that people have been loving for years and years and you've just discovered it? I discovered Depeche Mode last night.
What? You never heard of them?
No, I just vaguely knew that they were sort of wore purple and were... That was it, but they're a good band.
Yeah, in 1982.
That's good.
Yeah.
I took up coffee at 30 in Italy.
Oh, wow.
So I'd avoided caffeine my whole life because my mum drank so many cups a day and was quite an edgy person, so I decided to avoid it. And then I was in Italy, and, you know, they just have espresso in the morning.
Yeah. Boom.
You stand up and you have a donut or some sort of pastry. And espresso. So I started drinking them, and that was it. I was hooked. Wow. 30, though. I lasted till 30.
30's pretty impressive. That's
late adapter of coffee.
What have you come late to the party to? Grant, hold yours.
Okay.
Because your rural lifestyle, I imagine it's a number of things that the rest of us take for granted.
Human interaction, I'm late to.
Yeah. You're doing okay. 13, 10, 60. What are you a late adopter to? Maybe you want to dob in someone else.
But you just discover that everyone else has been on.
This thing.
Yeah.
This thing is great. 13, 10, 60. This is an ad that McDonald's is running in the UK.
So, Tom, what is a flat white?
It's a harmony of milk and espresso enveloping into one another with the stretching of milk to forge a silky, smooth microfoam.
Microfoam?
Yeah, it's a delicate balance of rich and smooth, strong and light.
You're reading it from the wall, aren't you?
Yeah, having a clue. But the lady at McDonald's said it was like a stronger latte with less milk.
Ah, there you go. So
this was from last Thursday, guys.
Yes, a flat white. A flat white is brand new to... the UK.
The entire UK. And McDonald's.
Well, it is an Australian invention, the flat white.
Yes.
Oh, you can't get them anywhere. When I went to the States, they don't do flat whites either. Like, oh, God, guys, we need to quickly go over there and introduce flat whites to the States.
Found something.
You need to find a cafe run by Australians in Brooklyn. That is the only way you can find yourself a flat white in America.
I'd like an harmony of milk and espresso, please, darling. Thank you.
All right, governor. Oh.
What happened? Did we just... We've got some chimney sweeps in. What's going on?
This is fun. Oliver Twist. Tanya from Rudy Hill, what are you new to?
The McDonald's coffee.
Now, this is very
interesting. Now, I won't go near that. Well, respect, but I take coffee very seriously, Tanya. Mm-hmm. I'm a snob. Are you?
I am very much a snob. I won't even let my husband make me a coffee because he does it wrong.
Yes.
Yep. That's husbands for you.
And...
Yep.
But I had to do an early morning run, about an hour's drive, and my brother-in-law stopped in and got me one, and I was very surprised.
No. Is this the in-house barista?
The other Australian invention, the McCafe. Is this part of the McCafe?
Yes, it's part of the McCafe.
which also started in Australia. All right, I'm willing to try.
I'm not. Okay.
It's speed and quality, but anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Tanya. Mm. Sarah, this is about your mum. Like, what's she late to?
Yes, my mum is late to Netflix, actually. She I got her onto it, and she watched the first season of, I think it was The Alienist. And stayed up till 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, you've ruined her life. I love that. Grant, you were a late adopter to Netflix.
Yeah.
You only got it this year.
We've been doing Homeland, which I think is about 9 years old. So we've been, House of Cards just started that. Kind of enjoying it.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's, look, the internet is new for us at home. So not only Netflix. Wow, we've really missed out. But I ordered something on eBay for the first time the other day.
What?
Yeah.
I did. You're new to
was
eBay?
Was it a DVD of Friends? What was it?
I ordered a pair of handlebars for my postie bike because I want to turn my postie bike into like a cool-looking chopper. So I got these big handlebars for my postie bike.
Okay.
I'm going to look rad going down the road.
There's so many awful things about the last three sentences. I don't even know. You said rad.
You guys don't have a postie bike?
You said postie bike cool.
Affordable travel.
Oh.
They're sweet. Mine's got like I got a special, it's like lowered.
Dude,
and
you already look like a toddler. Why do you want to be running around on a bike?
So, and the end of an era?
The end of a tour.
The end of a tour.
Yeah, I had my last show, as you can hear by my voice, on Saturday night in Perth.
She lived in Perth, for those who don't know, you lived in Perth for 5 years?
5 years, yeah. I hosted Breakfast Radio on this very station there.
So it would have been a good reception, I'd imagine.
It was huge. Yeah, it was really great. And I'm glad it's over. But if you came, especially if you came along in Sydney, it's been an incredible run. We've been going since February and it's now May. I'm so tired.
do you get one of those things where you, because that was a massive life achievement for you, and I know how much this has been a bucket list to tick off, particularly the Sydney Opera House, but when you get to that last moment of such a monumentous life achievement, does it all hit you in one big go?
Yes. Yeah. I went backstage after and I lay on the ground and cried for 10 minutes. Yeah. And then all the band cried and everyone was crying. But yeah, it was. And I've been holding on to cry for the whole tour because of the subject matter and I just wanted to get through it all. But no, it was really great. The penis got inflated for the last time and I really worked it. I tried to pop it this time. My goal was to really, really destroy it. But no, and I bought myself a little present too. Bought myself a little, well done on finishing
there.
The tour present.
Get little present there. And are we allowed to say what it is?
Yeah,
it's a bag.
It's a Chanel handbag.
Oh, nice.
And it was one of those purchases where I had to ring my mum to get her permission to spend that kind of money. Even though it's my money, yeah. I rang my mum like, I think I'm going to buy myself an end of tour present. And if you're anyone listening now, I can justify any purchase.
Good.
Mm. I can find it.
How?
Like, I'd be like, oh, God, really? It's an investment. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's a family heirloom. I'm starting a tradition.
But you're never going to hand that on.
And I'll be buried with it, John.
That's right.
I paid enough that this thing is going to the next realm with me. I'm going to arrive at the gates of hell clutching my Chanel bag into my skeletal body.
That's the idea. That's what the pharaohs.
Oh, correct.
They weren't handing over their
bags. Wait, but that's what I did. I'll leave it for my children. It's only really, guys, I've made money.
It's an investment on the future.
It's going to go up.
Or if you get it at a discounted price, you pretty much say it's making.
You
money.
Can't buy these at discounts. They never, ever get discounts. This original Coco Chanel 28 centimeter quilted with the chain.
Well,
they're never on sale.
It's quilted.
They're never on sale.
This
original Chanel line, I'm going to go into mass nerd now. There's an original Chanel line that they put out every year. They never change the design. They never change the badging. They just remake it every year. It never, ever, ever goes on sale. That is their rule because it besmirches the honor of Coco Chanel.
Yeah. It would.
Yeah, nah.
You
there's
gotta
no
keep
fad.
It true.
This is true. And so I'll polish it, look after it every day. So really, I mean, I've been very smart with my money here. Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. It's like a Bitcoin.
And I ran my mum. You're right, it is. Thank you.
It's only going one way.
I'm just putting that in my arsenal. And I rang my mum because my mum's an enabler. And she's like, I said, Mum, I'm standing in front of a Chanel. Buy it. That was it. It was amazing.
That's how you know who to call. We should play that game one day, the Justify the Purchases game.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of things you can go to.
Because, you know, traditionally it's women who would play that game, but men can play
men
that game
it.
Too.
Yeah, so Scott can do it with a $5,000 bike.
Yes. My father-in-law can do it with surfboards like no one I've ever seen.
Grant, 100%.
And, Grant, you would buy non-stop racing materials that you would have – fake justifications for.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, of course you do.
I love
yeah.
the fake justifications.
Anyone, I'd love to hear what people say to A, themselves, yeah. and then B, to other people to convince themselves of these purchases.
And the lies I tell myself are way worse than the lies I tell other people.
Let's play the game tomorrow, but the game you want to play now is Today FM's $100,000 Beat the Bomb.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au. Today FM's $100,000.
Beat the bomb.
One minute past seven. Here we go. $100,000 Today FM. Beat the bomb. This morning we say hello to Molly in Camden. Hi, Molly.
Hi. How are you going?
Going really well.
Good, Molly.
Have you got a strategy, Mo?
I do. I'm going to just try and hold out, you know, and just sort of go with what my heart's thinking.
Okay, great. Good. Yeah. I'm not saying anything. I don't know anything. All right, let's do it.
Now, what would you do, Mo? If you got some money, what are you aiming for and what would you do?
I want to go over to Spain and have a holiday in the sun and just, you know.
Nice. I can't hear Molly without, and this will be before your time, obviously Molly on a country practice. Remember when she died in the field?
She
closed her eyes and the camera went fuzzy with her. Oh, some great camera work there on a country practice.
You can YouTube that one, Mol.
Yeah.
Real tearjerker.
Yeah. Molly, did you not know your namesake of a country practice?
No.
Okay, well, you need to.
It's one of Australia's most tragic finishes to a TV show series ever.
Yeah, very sad. All right, but right now, you have to say what you have to say.
The cash bomb has been loaded, and all you need to do is yell out, "Stop!" before the bomb goes off. Do that and you'll take home the last cash amount revealed. But if the bomb beats you to it, then you walk away empty-handed. Does that all make sense, Mol?
It does all make sense.
You ready? You ready to light the fuse?
I'm ready to light the fuse.
Okay. Here we go. Let's light that fuse.
$300. $310. $700. $740. $750. $800. $1,000. $1,500.
Oh, it's the first time that's happened.
I respect your iron will. I respect it, but you've got nothing.
Thanks.
It's all right, mate. No, you're the first one who's held out, and you did it. Paid off a couple times, but then just in it goes.
Sorry, Molly.
I almost did it anyway.
Can we give Molly something?
Look, am I allowed to give Molly a consolation prize? I am. Mol, you're not going to get the money to Spain. Maybe you go to the Spanish Quarter in the city, which is shrinking daily. I think it's down to 3 restaurants. But what I can give you is, Blow Bar co-vouchers, a blow dry for you and a friend at Blow Bar. There you go, Mol.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
The Voice had its best episode so far last night.
You're pumped on this. I was on a plane. I missed it.
Spinny Chairs and The Voice continues tonight on Channel 9 at 7:30. The last of the blind auditions. Safe to say, Joe's team filling up. Delta's team filling up.
She was having a little trouble, but now I feel it. Because Kelly goes first because everyone wants to be friends with Beyonce. The only reason I've been Kelly, love Kelly, beautiful, but I'm one step closer to Beyonce adopting me and having me live with her and Jay.
You are.
Yeah.
And then the Cat in the Hat's having real trouble getting
people. Are we calling him that on air, are we?
That's all right, the Cat in the Hat.
Okay.
Boy, George.
That's just a fun term.
I don't know. I've never heard anyone refer to him.
He needs to have his Wikipedia up on his little screen so people know who he is when they turn around.
Everyone knows who Boy George is.
No, I don't. No one under 30 would.
I'd pick George second. I would.
Yeah.
You would.
He's had an amazing career, but I'm saying he's not as top of mind as the other
relevant.
People.
Relevant.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I think the winner was on last night. The winner was on last night.
That's a big goal.
Gone early. Her name is Lacey. She's from Blacktown. Mm-hmm. She's 17 years old. This is her doing Chris Isaak's Wicked Game, which is already an interesting choice to start with. Take it away, Lacey.
What a wicked game you play to make me feel this way.
That's good singing.
That's great.
As someone who has sung on a singing show, that's good singing.
She has great tone. She has a really great tone in her voice. You can't buy a tone.
Can't
you know, like you listen to people like Ariana Grande, they can go high, but they've got no tone. A little bit Tweety Birdie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice touch of vibrato there. It was moody.
Hey, hey, Grant, no one's talking to you.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. M's the one who's done
this. I'm the singer.
She's
you
the singer,
shut up.
Mate.
You're not a singer. I'm a singer.
You should see me on SingStar. Shut I get up. high scores all the time.
Mic off.
Lacey Madison. Welcome. Welcome
Hello.
To our show. It did take us 5 minutes to get to you. I'm so sorry. And that's all we have
time
for.
I was having a great time.
Oh,
just
good.
Listening to all your little tips. Loved it.
Ah, now, Lacey, I loved your audition last night. Loved your vibe. Your voice was incredible. Three chairs turned around.
Thank you so much.
Now, did you know who Boy George was? Be honest.
Look. I should have done some research before I went on stage, but I didn't.
Yeah, so you turned around. Luckily, it was
she
the other.
She knows who Chris Isaac is, though.
Yeah,
so,
it's
true.
Like,
you know,
yeah,
true.
Yeah, I do love Chris Isaac.
Poor boy.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Did you pick Kelly because you wanted to be one step closer to Beyonce? Tell the truth.
That is something that I've heard a lot, but no, not
okay.
this time.
Okay, fine.
Not this time. Now, the other thing that was interesting about you, Lacey, 17 years old from Blacktown, and they said, oh, you know, you're finishing school or whatever, and you said, no. Well, this is what you said in response to that.
I'm working. I have my own business.
What?
So, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Doing what?
What do you do?
I'm a fashion designer, but I also work in the marketing industry. So
amazing.
I am a lady boss.
Hashtag lady boss. When did you start your business?
So the Lacey Madison brand's kind of been around for a couple of years. It started with, you know, being prevalent on social media.
Yeah.
And then I realized I want to make something bigger with this. And I took it more seriously last year. Last year's when it really started to kick in. And it's when I started working full time at home to get everything all ready and all the foundations ready. But, yeah, it's been around for a little while now.
Lacey Madison is the name of the brand, if people are looking for it. That's correct?
Yeah, Lacey Madison.
And what's the vibe of the designs? What are you doing?
Ask that question?
Get out.
What the hell? Like, you are the worst question asker.
What's the inspo of the company? You know what? Where's your position in the marketplace?
Lacey doesn't even care about the answer to that question. Lacey, do you like? So you've now teamed Kelly. Is your ultimate dream to be? You want to sing, or do you want to be? You want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be Oprah? Like, you've obviously multifaceted. What's going on? Is this just to get publicity?
Look, my business has always been multifaceted. It's always had the different sectors. And I think that my entire job as a content creator is to touch people and move them and inspire them. And I think that regardless of whatever I do with my business, I always want to keep inspiring people with my music because it's vulnerable and it's something that people don't listen to all the time. You know, there's pop songs and rock songs and R&B that's really big right now, but people don't let themselves open up to music, and I think that's what I really want to encourage is open yourself up to the sound. Yeah.
You are saying words that people pay thousands of dollars to hear in seminars.
Yeah.
Can Lacey come and visit us?
I should start some seminars.
Well, come in. You'd love to
come in and see us. Maybe the end of the week. Maybe can she come in on Friday?
Can you come in Friday, Lacey?
Lacey, can you come visit us in studio on Friday?
I would love to.
The World
Star. But I'm actually in Hawaii.
Oh, of course
no,
you are.
I don't get back until next Wednesday.
Yeah, pencil us in, doll.
So rockstar.
All right.
Well,
let me know.
I love that, Lacey. Right. You're in. And I also need to hire a brand manager. So if you need a job, doll. Jesus.
Oh, doll, I gotcha.
I love this.
Lacey Madison, 17 years old from Blacktown.
Lacey.
You are our choice for the win. See ya.
Bye, honey.
Well done.
Bye.
Thank you. See you later. Bye.
I've been travelling a little bit lately and I've just been observing as I travel because I like to watch other human beings and just see what they get up to. I'm a curious little cat. And I've just been watching lately that people have kind of been pushing the envelope in areas that I'm not comfortable with. People are disgusting. I feel like people have lost their boundaries now. Like I was travelling just the other day, and there was a guy next to me, and he was picking his nose, right? And it wasn't just like a subtle little scratch, and let me just see if I can squeeze a digit up without anybody noticing. He was pretty much up to his third knuckle. Right. Like, he was a long way deep inside.
Touching brain.
Touching brain and having a wriggle around while he was in there, and then he'd pull it out, and then he'd sort of roll.
No.
Roll it between his fingers and get it into a little ball. Yeah. And then he would kind of flick that ball with careless abandon, just sort of across the room, you know, towards other strangers because they couldn't see it coming. Like, this went on for about 15 minutes. And like,
jeez,
to the
must
point.
Have really had some.
Yeah, what's wrong with
that? I almost had a little pile next to him.
Right. I enjoy picking my nose. Don't you?
It's relaxing.
I mean, if you know you've got, you know when sometimes you breathe and you can tell there's a bat in the cave and you're just like, I'm going to save that for later in the privacy of my home. And then I look forward to picking it. I actually look forward to picking it. Same way I feel a pimple on my back.
Oh, no.
And you know, I've got a pimple on my back and I look forward to getting to that later.
How do you get to a pimple on your back? That takes a lot of yoga.
How satisfying is it when you get there?
when you feel that sound.
Real talk, you guys. Real talk.
My wife's obsessed with that. She's like,
that's great. So I look forward to that.
She gets in there.
People anywhere near me. She's
it's great, isn't it?
When you're in a race car for like multiple hours, you are leaning against a seat, sweating profusely.
Do you get them on your lower back?
You get a lot of blackheads down the center of your spine from rubbing in the seat, right? So my wife will spend after a race weekend a good 3 or 4 hours sitting there just cleaning them out.
And you're judging someone picking their nose in public.
It's not. I'm not doing it in front of someone else. This is in the comfort of my own home.
Like
we had another issue the other day where there was a driver of a certain kind of automobile that takes passengers around town. Yep. And I don't want to besmirch anybody in the community.
Taxi. You're besmirching both by not saying one.
Yeah. It was picking his earwax.
Yep.
And then he'd have a good dig around, then he'd bring it round to the nose and he'd have a little smell. And then he'd have a little lick.
Little
lick of the earwax. And this is why we're watching. We're right behind you, man. We can see you. We can see you shaking your hand in your ear like a crazy dog.
People don't
and then
care.
He hands you, when you hand him the money and he hands you the change, that finger that's been in that ear and up that nose and in that mouth is now handing me money back. That's not protocol. That's not cool.
He's just giving you a present of his DNA. I don't see what the problem is.
Let me ask you something. After you do Family Feud, you shake hands with, what is it, 8 people a night?
Yeah, 5 shows a night.
Yep,
so 8 people per game.
Yep, okay.
It's 40.
What do you do? What do you do afterwards? Because you're all smiles and hugs and stuff for people.
He's got punter gel.
Yep.
I have a bath in hand sanitizer.
I've seen you make producers hand you hand sanitizer after Family Feud episodes.
That is wrong.
I love
all people. I have no problem. But if you're flicking boogers across at other people on the public transport system, well, then you are not fit for this earth, you dirty human.
Oh, my God. All right, Tanya.
Not cool.
Are you finished with your rant, mate?
I saw a woman painting her toenails while driving.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
Jamila Rivs. Oh, I'm going to get this
Rizvi.
Wrong.
Rizv. It's tough. It's ethnic, I know. You can't even say my last name right yet.
Rossiano.
Thank you, Jamila.
What do you know? new book is The Motherhood. It's available now in all good bookstores, online as an e-book, and 32 raw, compassionate and funny letters from Australian mothers in. And
yes.
You're part of this book.
I am part of this book. And when Jim Jam asked me to do it, I instantly said yes. And Jam, you've gathered together some pretty impressive names. Well done. Thank you. Thank you. It's almost like, it's like a little Bible. And it's funny because one of my top tips was burn all the baby books.
Yes.
Don't burn this one.
I think the immediate letter after your tip says, read all the baby books. They're really useful.
Really?
One of the other things you say is do not go to mother's group.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a couple of women in there that say, no matter what, make sure you go to mother's group.
Okay, so what we're learning is don't listen to anything Em has to say.
Well, that's why you did this. So this is all mothers giving advice, giving their experiences in the first 6 weeks, things that they wish they knew. Is that right? Okay, which is a great idea. I mean, when my wife had our baby, we just took him home in the car and just looked at him and thought, well, what now?
Yeah, I remember the first night we took our little boy home from the hospital, we just sat awake and watched him.
Yeah, of course.
Like, we didn't know what to do, yeah, but we were so convinced that if we left the room, something would go wrong. We just looked at him yeah, for like 24 hours. Yeah.
Mm, it's true. And it is just an open sense of panic. Because I was 22 when I had my first child.
Wow, that is huge.
And I had no idea what was going on. And I think one of the things for me was when she was first born, they took her away from me straight away. And I didn't know that I was allowed to say, hey, can I have the baby with me? Because I wanted to be polite. And I think that can sometimes get in the way. You worry about offending people, so you don't speak up about your baby, yeah, especially when you're a new mum. You just take everything in. But, yeah, I do regret reading the baby books as well. There was just one, Up the Duff by Kaz Cook is the only book you should read. I'm sure there's some better books out there now, but, What to Expect When You're Expecting, Robin Child, like there's a few people, you know, they wear front pleat beige slacks and skivvies and, and they look at you with judgy eyes. Yeah, we had a ceremonial burning after a while because I was already a bad parent before I became a parent.
There's a lot of, but Jimmy, that's the thing, isn't there? There's so much conflicting information out there, and there's so many different ways that you can try and find out what you should be doing that it's hard to know what on earth to do.
Yeah, and this is the first baby book ever that will not tell you what to do.
Wow.
This is the idea of this book is all the baby books that exist are about the baby
yeah,
and keeping the baby alive and doing the best thing by the baby. There aren't books out there that are about the mother. Hmm. This book is actually not about looking after babies. It's not going to help you look after babies any better. It's going to help you look after yourself better.
So
make that transition from woman to mum.
Is that why the letters are written to themselves as opposed to the readers of the book? Why do that as a mechanism?
Yeah, that was a really deliberate choice. That Grant, the first thing I think was because I wanted that sense of advise yourself. You're not advising everyone because one kind of, you know, mode doesn't fit all. Yep. But also I wanted to escape the horror that is the mummy judgment stuff. And I thought if you're only judging yourself, then you're going to feel freer, that you can be really honest, that you're not trying to make anyone feel bad. You're allowed to say this is best for you because you're only talking to yourself.
Yeah.
So 131060, what is something that you're talking about to yourself? What is something that you wish you knew before you'd had your baby that came to you afterwards, especially in that first six-week period? If there's anything else that we can add to this this fantastic book, The Motherhood, we've actually got some copies to give away as well.
So we do.
Yeah, we do.
We'll get Jim Jam to sign them. Wow. Yes, what do you wish you could go back and tell yourself?
Mm.
You'd sit yourself down 6 weeks after giving birth and say, listen, lady, and what would you pass on? Because you'll be helping mothers listening now who are pregnant or newborns.
Absolutely.
So we'll do that next.
Joined in the studio by Jamila Rizvi.
Riz. Say it with me. Riz.
Riz.
V.
Rizvi.
Yes.
Brand new.
Nailed it.
The Motherhood.
All the Arabic listeners are like, God, get a man.
My apologies, everybody. Brand new book, The Motherhood. So many great mothers involved in this. Em, your very good self, Zoe Foster-Blake, Clementine Ford, Claire Bowditch, just to name a few.
Yes, Sarah Harris, also obviously Joe Stanley. It's a great book, great resource, and all of us have written a letter to ourselves, kind of imparting the wisdom I wish I had of the first 6 weeks after I gave birth to my first kid.
Yep.
Jamila signed it, I've signed it, there's a copy here.
Wonderful.
So we've asked you guys to call in on 131060. What do you wish you could go back in time and tell yourself 6 weeks after you gave birth? Kim Northbridge, hello.
Hi, guys. How are we?
Good on you, Kimmy.
What do you got for us?
I was a new mother many years ago, but that overwhelming tiredness. Mm. Everyone gets you through the birth and they get you home and then you wake up and you hear that baby crying and you feel sick. Because you're so tired and you can't get out of your gym jams and you think you're a total failure.
Yeah.
But just, you know, it happens. And I think just try and get as much sleep beforehand.
That's true.
I still, you know, my baby's, God, 17 almost now, but I still just that, oh, God, I can't do it anymore. And I think mums have to be really kind to themselves, you know. Mm. It's okay to feel like shit.
Yeah, that's right, Kimmy. You're right.
Thank you, Kim. Appreciate that. Great work.
Jam, you read everyone's chapters. Was there a universal theme?
No, there wasn't.
Really?
There's
not one you can thread for all of us.
Oh, I mean, the word brutal, I think, was used by a lot of people. Like, I think that's the closest I got. But what I was shocked by as an editor was how different every letter was. I was quite worried I'd have too much overlap and they'd be too similar. Every single letter was different because every woman's different and every baby's different. Yeah. And the ones that struck me the most was there are two women in that book who are mothers to the same baby. and you wouldn't pick that they're together.
Ooh, oh, that is so clever. Wouldn't pick it.
That's a fun game.
Oh.
I'm going with.
Because their experiences are so different.
Yeah, you can,
they do. The baby does have the same name.
Oh, spoiler. What a giveaway.
It is doable.
What a giveaway.
Rebecca, hello.
Hi, Em. I'm a mum of three, a grandma to three, and my best advice I gave my children and to myself on my third is babies bounce. You can do anything to them. You won't hurt them unless you literally drop them.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I know.
They're very resilient.
When they bump their head for the first time or they get their first little sickness or injury, it's like, oh, my God.
Scream.
You know, you stand there and you stare at them and they've got brain damage and you've done something awful, and generally they're going to be okay.
Well, there's all those technology and devices you can buy that only increases your anxiety. Like, we went through this mad patch where we were worried our baby would stop breathing, and I think a lot of people go through that kind of same phase. And we bought this electronic mat that measures movement in your baby and its heartbeat to tell you. Have you got it?
Yeah, I got it too.
Oh, my God.
And it lets you know whether your baby's heart has stopped. Yeah, like, how unnecessary is that?
Our one kept going off because I'd installed it backwards by accident. So every time a blanket moved, it would go off and we would run into the room. And then finally Tiff was like, What have you done? Yeah, I was like, oh, it's faulty, I reckon, this thing. So we have to chuck it out. We gave it to someone.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
What do you wish you could go back and tell yourself 6 weeks after you gave birth?
To remember my husband. So I was so caught up in the newborn bubble that I forget about him, and like, you're going through this together, and ultimately he's your rock. He's the one that's going to get you through and help you out and rely on your family and friends. But yeah, remember your husband or your partner or whoever it is that's supporting you on your journey.
That's a good one. If you've got them around, that's certainly, you do get caught up in your own, like, this is only happening to me and I'm the only woman ever to have given birth and I'm in the most pain and I'm the most sad, and I think you can't forget the people.
I can't imagine forgetting my husband during that period. I spent so much time yelling at him.
I think that's what she's saying, Jack.
The book is called The Motherhood. It's available now all good bookstores and online as an e-book.
Who do you want to give this one to?
Well, Jim, who would you like to get?
Jim.
What about Babies Bounce?
Babies Bounce.
That's a bit of fun.
Signed copy of The Motherhood.
Once, twice in 20 minutes.
And true. And you're donating your advance to
Care Australia, who do work with women and girls all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they particularly invest in women with newborns.
Yeah,
good
which
on
is
you.
Very important. Jamila, a good girl. That's great.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Entertainment next.
When Mimi falls apart New Year's Eve, when Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye, when you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Take a knee, Sydney. I've got some goss. So, Kim Kardashian has appeared on Ellen and has defended her sister Khloe. Now, of course, it got brought up, the fact that Khloe has recently given birth and the father to the child, Tristan Thompson, has been caught with, I think we're up to 5 women now, including just the weekend before she gave birth, was spent the weekend with an Instagram model and was caught on multiple cameras. Now, basically, the part of this interview which I found interesting is that she said, I made a rule with my brother. If there's a baby involved, I'm not going to say anything negative because one day the baby will see it.
Okay, yeah.
So obviously referring to the child he had with Blac Chyna.
Yep.
So here's what she did say about the Khloe and Tristan situation.
Like, I don't even know how to describe it besides it's just so f***ed up.
Ooh.
We really were rooting for Khloe, and we still are. You know, she's so strong and she's doing the best that she can. It's a really sad situation.
So, no. I mean, Khloe yet to speak, all she's done is really post the name. I, for one, am hoping for a DEFCON 1 dressing down / meltdown / amazing everything.
You'd think they'd have something planned.
I would hope so. Rita Ora has paid tribute to Avicii. She was performing at the King's Day celebrations in the Netherlands. And she said this, and then she sung a little bit of the song that they collaborated on together.
I had the honour of collaborating with somebody who changed my life, and he was a really good friend of mine. And I haven't sang his song that we did together ever since he passed away until today. I'm obviously talking about the incredible Avicii.
She got quite emotional during the performance. She was crying, the crowd were crying. It was a really lovely tribute. And in exciting news, you can turn that off now, Ben. And in exciting news, Jay-Z and Beyonce are bringing their On The Run 2 tour to Australia.
Yay!
Oh, my God.
This is going to go off.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. Now, it's been announced that they're going to tour Europe and the US together. Look, the dates haven't officially been announced for Sydney yet, but it's
so what do you mean it's been announced? Like, so how confirmed is this?
We're being told by unconfirmed sources that a deal has been locked in. No, I will not have you ruin this for me.
Okay.
So exciting, because this means I'll be one step closer to them adopting me. As we all know, that is my ultimate life goal.
So true.
Now, a very close friend of... I mean, I almost feel like he's ruining the announcement. Obviously, Jay-Z and Kanye West are best friends. Well, I think they're back together.
I think their brohood is rebonded.
I feel so. And he obviously heard about them announcing their Australian tour, and he thought I better one-up them. And Kanye has released a little snippet of his new hotly anticipated track, and it is called Scooper the Poop.
Oh.
Poopity-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Poop-dee-scoop-dee-scoop-dee-whoop.
Yep.
Whoopity-scoop-whoop-poop.
Yep.
Poop dee dee whoop scoop, poop, poop, scoop dee dee whoop, whoop dee dee scoop.
Kanye featuring
whoop dee dee scoop poop.
Dr. Zeus.
This is flat out insane.
No.
What on earth is going on here?
Fantastic.
That sounds like a vocal warm up.
It is. He is the Jesus of our time. I won't have you do that.
This is an actual song.
That is
an actual release.
Poopity scoop coming soon. I wish that I were. I want to back announce that song every time we play.
Oh my God! What is happening?
That was poopity. I want the Grammy Award goes to Kanye West for poopity scoop.
Yeah.
That's entertainment.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. When tension builds, take a deep breath and reach for rescue remedy. Use only as directed.
Yeah, 12 minutes past 8. Official game show host Grant Daniel. Who have you got for us today?
Kelly from Wollongong. Are you ready to play today FM's Alpha Bucks?
I sure am.
Hey, well done on getting through. You're going to hopefully win a lot of money. There's a lot up for grabs. 10 grand if we can get it done. What do you want to use it for?
Well, I currently live with my mother-in-law. And don't get me wrong, I love her dearly, but she drives me absolutely crazy. And So my partner and I want to get out. We want to buy our own place. So hopefully that will go to a house deposit.
Yeah, shout out if she's listening right now. You drive her absolutely crazy. Love you to death. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with letter G for good.
G.
Okay, G. Each question you get right, you'll score 100 bucks with the chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Kelly, your letter's G. Here we go.
Yep.
Name a website.
Google.
A Broadway musical.
Pass.
An AFL team.
Geelong.
A cooking ingredient.
Pass.
A female celebrity.
Gigi Hadid.
A shampoo brand.
Pass.
A body part.
Pass.
A shoe brand.
Pass. Oh, my goodness.
An insect.
Pass.
a European city.
Germany. My God.
We got to the 10th question, but there were a few passes in there, Kelly.
300.
Yeah, $300. Well played.
You're
good on you. Good on you, Kelly. That's enough to buy your mother-in-law a present for what you said about her. So congratulations there.
Yeah, good point.
time for this.
Oh, here she comes.
Oh, God.
Watch out, Royal. She's stalking you. Oh, here she comes. She's a royal watcher.
I'm going to re-record that.
Yeah, I think we might need to.
I'll make it better. I'm sorry. I think I'd had a fight with Harley that morning when I recorded that.
Got a new one coming. I'll take it from here.
This is exciting. Oh, my God. Okay, great.
Yeah, no, I'm all over this. What are people more excited about? This baby Louis that's just arrived or the wedding? The royal wedding.
The wedding.
Wedding.
Okay. Babies are boring until they're two anyway. Come
okay.
On, let's be honest.
So the wedding's winning that. The Markles are starting to speak.
Oh, thank God, because we haven't heard enough from them.
Not at all.
Not enough.
Thomas Markle Jr., who is the older half-brother of Meghan, or Megan, whatever you want to call her, Markle, was on Sunday night last night chatting to Melissa Doyle. And as far as he's concerned, he didn't even know that he and Megan weren't on speaking terms. This is what he had.
I didn't even know that we had a falling out. So I would like to see her again, yeah. I want to give her a hug and tell her how proud I am of her. But, you know, now I have to travel a really long way to do that.
If you haven't seen her or she's not sending you messages or calling you, you're
fine.
In a beef. You're in a beef.
Just hope for the best.
Now, he's not on the list of invites.
He didn't even know the invites had gone out.
He didn't know. He was Melissa Doyle had to tell him that the invites had gone out.
Oh God.
And then
maybe you guys have both been married. Maybe he's on like the B list. Do you know when you send out the initial round and then you get all the knockbacks and then you've got the stand in guests?
Yep.
Maybe he's on the B list.
So you're saying if like the King
the
of
Spice
Tom,
Girls can't come.
Oh, so if Mel C can't come.
Maybe Mel C can't come. Maybe so Thomas.
He's on the wedding bench.
Is he the
wedding equivalent?
Is he the one who's been in jail for firearms offences?
Some mild firearms offences.
that's fun.
Yeah.
He's a fun guy.
Well, he could do part of the 21 gun salute. He could do it himself.
Just let me go to my stash.
Yeah.
I'll turn up with my guns. Guys, send those guys away.
Yeah, this is amateur hour. Are you at all Andrew Morton, who calls himself a royal biographer?
Oh, God, anyone could be one of those.
So that's my question. If I'm a royal biographer, I haven't asked anyone's permission, have I?
No.
So I could just, today I could
Why
release
would you
a,
need that?
I could release a Prince Philip pop-up book today.
100%.
And no one could say anything about it.
And he wrote the one on Di, too.
He wrote, yes, the Diana one. That was his claim to fame.
Mm-hmm.
So Andrew's been asked.
Thank God. I was wondering what he thought.
If he thought this one was going to last because
the marriage.
Yeah. Because the last generation, you know, obviously Charles and Diana split, and then Andrew and Fergie had split.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know that Meghan got in trouble for giving a sexy eye to William last week.
What?
Sexy eye? Yeah, right. So they were standing together, and she gave him a little sexy eye, and the press picked up on that, and they're like, oh, she's trying to break up Kate Wills because her ultimate goal is to be the queen.
That's so
mess. So people turned on her. They're like, don't you give sexy eyes to William?
Well, Andrew's obviously picked up on that because he's come out swinging in his approximation of how this new marriage is going to go.
There's no doubt about it. They're both birds with a broken wing. They're both not from stable families. And I find the one worrying thing about Meghan's family is that on both sides, the marriages have lasted for 2 or 3 years and then they've split up. So marriage and abandonment are part of family law. Yeah. And with this family, she's got to make a real go of it. There's no walking away.
Hasn't she already been married?
Look, only once. Best of luck, guys. Star Wogs, The Ethnic Strike Back, will be at the Enmore Theatre. It's laughing. Everyone laughs straight away. From September 28, tickets available.
I love the website.
At wogs.com.au. That would have been hotly contested. We'll talk about that. 13:10:60, if you would like to go along. You will be seeing on stage Nick Giannopoulos and Mary Kustis. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Sydney. Good morning.
All right. What year did you two first go on stage together? Give it to me.
Very first Melbourne Comedy Festival, 1987.
Oh,
wow. The very first one. There were 15 shows.
Yeah.
And we were on after the Let the Blood Run Free.
Oh, wow. Which ended up on television.
Those guys.
What was the show called? Do you remember, Nick?
Wogs Out of Work.
Yeah, that's traditional. Yes. That is old school.
That's the old school.
Yeah.
And now I've found yet another parody of the word wog.
Yes.
Who'd have thought the wog?
What I did is in 1987, I wrote a list of 100 great parody wog names.
Yeah.
And
he's been working through them ever since.
And let me just say, hi, Santo Chiloro. That's an in-joke for
yes.
a skit
yeah,
he did on Late Show about 1993.
Yes.
I said, that's a good idea. I need to trademark them all.
Yeah.
So I've had Star Wogs in the wings waiting for 30 years.
Is that true?
Had you really?
No, not really.
Hey, how did you get hold of wogs.com today? Did you? Because they're a great...
I bought it off a Vietnamese guy.
Did you?
Yeah. Who's got wogs.com?
He had it. This Vietnamese.
You're joking.
He had walks.com.au. Mate.
He bought all of them.
He had all the walk names.
Why did he have them?
He was smart because you know, one day this Greek guy, he's gonna call me.
He's gonna want this.
Well, he's got a Greek accent now.
Yeah, so I had to go through a program. Well, I thought, you know what I thought just then, because it's 2018. If I do a Vietnamese accent,
it's phonetically. No, right. Yeah. You can't do accents.
I can't do the accents anymore unless
you are.
That's right.
Yeah. I get it. Wow.
You can do your own accent.
Where's the acting then?
You're so funny. I'm not being racist. I'm acting, guys. Get over it.
Well, anyway. So this gentleman was terrific. He goes, yeah, I've been waiting. Oh, sorry, I've been waiting for you.
I've been waiting for you.
I said, how much? He goes, 1,000. I said, euro, drachma, what? He goes, dollar. Oh.
And here we are.
I said, how much for cash? He goes, you come to my house, we talk.
Wow. Yes, true. It's like with my dad, cash. No, it's GST.
Yeah, cash.
You know, but those days are over, aren't they? The days of the cash economy, Nick and it's Mary. Sad. I mean, you would have done gigs for cash back in the old days, would you not?
Well, yeah.
Thanks, Ed. You're trying to get us into trouble.
For the tax department, no.
Short answer, yes.
And don't ask David Hughes that, because I think Hughesy does more cashies than anyone.
Yes,
it is sad, isn't it, the cashier? You know what? I'm one of the few people that still carries cash. My local coffee shop,
yeah.
I think I'm the only person that doesn't pay pass. Is that what it's called?
That's pay pass. That's it, man.
You know, and you know what? I suddenly realise why people don't do the cash anymore, because you end up at the end of the day with a pocket full of coins.
Yes, this is true.
It's true.
Jingle, jangle, jingle, jangle.
It's true. You've
worked it out.
You've really gotten old.
Right now.
Yeah.
Hang on. We play a game with Hughesy because we give away the money in Hughesy's wallet, right? Now, how much is in the Giannopoulos wallet right now?
You got me on a bad day.
Come on.
you wouldn't have a wallet. You'd have a clip.
Mate, I got a clip on.
I told you you'd have a clip.
Am I that much of a walk?
Yes.
I have got a clip from Hugo Boss.
Yes.
That is thoroughly faded now. Right?
And how much in this clip?
That I got as a 21st present.
He's got $5.
The coins. $9.80.
In a money clip.
The clip's worth more.
It is. Just.
Can we give away the clip?
No.
No, you kidding? It's my 21st present.
You didn't get other clips.
I've got to ask. What are we with Star Wogs? What have we got to look forward to?
Well, you know, anyone who saw our shows at the beginning, which you know, there are plenty
everybody,
of those.
Everybody.
We're going to go back to doing great stuff like that, which is lots of character work, lots of very funny physical things.
How is Effie? Is Effie good?
Oh, actually, she's here right now.
Oh, my God. Hello, Effie.
Good, thanks. How are you?
What have you been doing?
Oh, everything except, you know, that.
Have you? I heard you've been touring, though.
I was. I did Effie the Virgin Bride, my show where I got married on stage. That was in the past. Now I'm back together with my cousin, Jim.
Effie.
This is so good.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for giving me a gig, Effie.
Have you seen my cousin Jim? Oh, my God, he is here.
Mate, I lost all my money in that court case with Jim's mowing.
Yeah. He had a business called Cousin Jim's Mowing. What did you expect?
No, I had to call my business Cousin Jim's Mowing. Because Jim owns everything. Jim's antennas.
Cleaning.
Jim's cleaning. Jim, that other Jim. And you know what? He's not even alive,
that Jim.
He's
dead. He's tired. He's doing too much.
I've been looking for him for 10 years.
Well, the guy didn't pace himself.
Oh, my God, I can't
even. So good.
Franchised, you know, he's everything.
Oh, we're going to get you guys back on television because obviously both of these characters were created in Acropolis now. And, like, if you look at how the wheel in television turns, like, sitcoms are the thing now, man. Like, Roseanne's back, like, Big Bang Theory, Modern Family.
Acropolis now was a huge hit. Let's not forget that.
If we're all still talking to each other, we'd probably do that crap.
Whoops.
So like all old sitcom cast, we hate each other's guts. That's for being Mary.
So true.
That's part of the fun. You've got to all break up and hate each other. That's part of the fun.
There you go. There's your Sydney Confidential headline tomorrow.
Oh, amazing. Star Wogs, The Ethnic Struck Back.
They sure do.
We'll be at the Enmore Theatre from September 28. Wogs.com.au.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Good to see you.
Good on you.
See you, mate. See you, Grant.
It's not cold in the West Kardashian house because Kanye. I've been reading over the weekend. I was following along semi-live his philosophy book that he was putting out one tweet at a time.
Could you give me some pearls?
Because remember one of his tweets was that he's not going to work with any publishers. He's going to do it himself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He also said, I don't have a manager. I'm unmanageable.
Yeah. Here's one. Fear often causes people to be manipulative. Yep.
Okay. I agree with that.
That seems to be fair enough.
Are you about to tell me things I'm going to agree with?
Well, this is what shocked me. As I was reading it, Grant, I was like, oh, no, I might agree with Kanye.
Because I agree with that one.
He's a good one. Be transparent as possible. Stop setting plays. Stop playing chess with life. Make decisions based on love, not fear.
I love that. Okay.
Also good.
Pretty good.
Who would have thought? I'd
try to live my life by that.
Here's one. I feel like chicken tonight. No.
Mm. Yes, then... agree with that. I yep. do. Want some wings right now.
This was one that I thought is going to cause trouble in his household.
Oh,
I believe that there is an undercurrent here of him trying to break the shackles of the Kardashian family.
Well, he's just figured out how to turn the Wi-Fi on.
Yeah,
so he's really breaking out of Mama Chris's clutches.
When this is for Kanye. When you first wake up, don't hop right on the phone or internet or even speak to anyone for up to an hour if possible.
Ooh. Don't you find that ironic? He tweeted that from his phone.
Yeah, an hour after waking up.
Inside a Kardashian house. When you first wake up, don't hop right on the phone. Just be still and enjoy your own imagination. It's better than any movie. That is a dig at his wife.
Yeah, straight
up. That is a dig at him waking up every single morning, if and when they're even together, looking across, what's she doing? On the phone. Who walks in? Whatever people are running their empire walk in. Hey, Kim, you need to post your ass again. Okay. And then...
That's exactly what happens.
Ass shots go out and then back on. He'd be like, hey, Kim, shut up, Kanye. I've got to, you know, pretend that I'm with my sister in New York for a day.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Like the time they didn't know who Marilyn Monroe was. Oh, God. And then.
I'm just watching this person in front of me unravel over. He's going Kanye on the Kardashians.
He is,
for
isn't he?
Am I right or not? That's a
well,
dick.
Well, I think if he's starting to push the envelope and turning the messaging now from the outside world to inside his own house, I'm surprised that Kris Jenner hasn't kicked the door in and shut the power down to the house.
Look, she...
Because he's going wild.
No, well, the thing that disturbed me was that he's obviously got a new album coming out with this hit song.
Here it comes.
Obviously.
Poop-dee-doo-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Poop-dee-scoop-dee-scoop-dee-whoop.
Can I have this as our song?
Poop-dee-scoop-whoop-poop.
Did he steal this from Sesame Street?
Poop. Poop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-dee-scoop.
That's all right.
Whoop-dee-dee-scoop.
No.
I'm into it.
Was it written by Scout?
He got a joke in there in the end.
Yeah,
Kanye wants the album cover to that song to be the mugshot of the plastic surgeon that operated on his mother when she died.
I didn't read that one. What
okay,
so that's real. And
yeah,
what is the thought behind that?
So he says that, I want to forgive and stop hating. It's kind of like Samantha Markle's theory of releasing an autobiography called Sister of a Pushy Princess, but it's actually the opposite of that.
Right.
She wants people to know she loves him.
Yep.
Kanye wants to put up the mugshot of the man he believes murdered his mother as an album cover to say, I forgive you.
Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to put whatever you want on an album cover?
I don't think he really cares about that. So he's honestly going to put the man who he blames for killing his mother is going to be the album cover of this song.
Boopie-doo-scoop.
This is a heck.
Can I tell you something? I don't think Kanye's ever been better.
I think this is vintage Kanye.
I love where this is headed.
I agree. A university in the States, the University of Utah, has come up with a way for stressed out students to express their emotions in the privacy of a cry closet. So basically, as you are going into midterms and exams, you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. A student came up with an idea. His name's Nemo, and it was a woodshop.
Oh, hang on. Nemo.
I knew that would be the first red flag.
Yes.
Nemo.
So he gets locked in the cupboard, and then everyone's finding Nemo. Gotcha.
Oh, far out. That was good.
I mean...
That was good.
I'll give that a 5 out of 10.
I know. I like the conceptual
Solid.
Nature of that.
You
that's
underplayed
great.
It by leaving silence afterwards, but
no,
that's
we had
okay.
To,
that's your inner performer who can't allow anyone else to say anything funny.
No.
But we were conferring.
Now, that was a little shot.
Yeah, that was
and
a
I
bit
won't
much.
Have that.
That was a bit much.
Because that's you insinuating you say funny things. And I won't have that either.
That is true.
Do we know
okay.
what? And we know what Grant...
That is also a lie.
Grant Denyer does in the cry closet.
Yeah. Go watch adult films. It's the only place
what
I
do
can.
You do, Grant? What do you do in the cry closet?
I watch adult films.
That's right.
Out of context.
Yeah. So basically it's called A Safe Place for Stressed Out Students, the Cry Closet. And there's rules that Nemo Miller has popped in place, and he's popped these out the front. This space is meant to provide a place for students studying for finals to take a short 10-minute cry break.
10 minutes.
Rules of the closet. No, guys, if you're crying for 10 minutes, you may need to go see the counsellor. Yeah. I think the closet's not going to help you. First of all, knock before entering, because mm-hmm. you don't want to walk in on another student crying.
Makes sense.
Only one person in the closet at a time.
Uh-huh. No group crying.
Limit your time in the closet to no more than 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. This one's a little disturbing. Turn the lights and timer off before leaving. So, I mean, I like to, don't put lights in there. I want to cry in the dark.
Yeah, I always put lights.
Don't you want to cry? And there's a timer.
Out and time it.
Bing, your sadness is done. And also, this was one, and I know you're especially going to love this one. This is the last rule. Use hashtag cry closets of you if posting on social media. I'm just going to film myself sobbing.
A crelfy.
Yeah, a crelfy. Now, Grant, that's a joke.
Yeah,
that's
very good.
A joke.
That was a good joke.
There you go. And that's not a passive-aggressive shot. That's an aggressive-aggressive shot.
Hang on. Where is it, though? Where is this? Because you showed me a photograph of it, and it looks like someone's just plonked down a closet in the middle of a corridor where everyone can see you.
That is exactly what it is. The picture of the closet, it looks like it's been carved out of Narnia, and then it is just in the middle of four other classrooms, not soundproofed, just a wooden box in the middle of four classrooms for someone to go and cry in. That is the sad. I want to cry looking at the cry closet.
There should be a closet next to the closet.
Yeah, we
cry at the people crying.
While you experience this podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed in your ears, you could also experience premium living in Parramatta too. 8 Phillip Street is a world-class 55-story tower with 2 restaurants and a rooftop bar. Final apartments are now selling. Google 8 Phillip Street now.